Facebook, Twitter. How are you thinking about them, Katie? Are they to blame for the widespread proliferation of misinformation? Should they be held responsible? Should they be broken up? I mean, there are 1,000 big questions there, but just your 1,000 foot take.
You know, it's, I wish I were even, you probably are more of an expert on this, Andy, than I am. I was a co-chair of the Aspen Commission on Disinformation. And obviously we took a close look at some of these platforms. I mean, I think the problem with disinformation in our society is very multidimensional, but the algorithms and the way things are shared and amplified certainly, I think, have been fueled by these social media platforms. You know, it's also lack of trust in mainstream media or more traditional media outlets, and also the democratization of information, where everyone who has a digital device or an iPad or a computer can spread misinformation and disinformation and malinformation. And so I think that we really do need to take a close look at the liability of some of these platforms that claim they are not a publisher, that they're just a platform. And Congress should get involved. I think the federal government needs to have a more unified approach, because I don't think there's really a centralized policy arm of the government to deal with this. President Obama says disinformation is the biggest threat to our democracy. Certainly when you look at things like the Big Lie and the fact that more than 60 courts and judges have said there's no merit to the argument that the election was rigged, that it was one of the fairest elections in our history. But the fact that this persists, that a huge percentage of the public, and particularly the Republican Party, continues to believe that the election was rigged. Obviously, they're getting this information and it's being reinforced over and over again. You know, people gave me a hard time because when I was on Bill Maher, I talked about the need for people to be deprogrammed, which really meant just kind of separating themselves from you know, the information that they're being almost brainwashed to believe through the, you know, repeated serving up of disinformation. So I think we need to take a multi-pronged approach, Andy, and get everyone involved. And I think that people who spread it, who are quote unquote super spreaders, should be held liable for spreading this disinformation, whether it's about COVID or vaccines or about Sandy Hook. And, you know, I think that platforms need to be more aggressive about monitoring it. Of course, the problem, and it's not a problem, but the sticky wicket in America is free speech. And how do you balance free speech with the need to have outright lies be, be removed and not see the light of day, where unfortunately an audience is receptive to believing them?
Yeah,
it's a complicated topic, isn't
right.
it, Andy?
But it all does go back to, can you yell fire in a crowded theater? I mean, it's also timeless, but now it's just this new way of getting the information that's sort of, you know, it's a super spreader.
Yeah, you know, and I think the Supreme Court said you cannot yell fire in a crowded theater.
You're
and,
absolutely right.
And,
they did.
And similarly, you know, I think this is the semantic version of yelling fire in a crowded theater. And, you know, I think the technology has almost outrun the ethical considerations of all this, but it's a really serious problem. I think it's shaping up to even be more serious in 2024. And so it's something that we need to pay attention to.